so long, I can't wait to get back home. Home to the Lone Star State another day, I just can't wait. Look out, boys, I'm headed your way. I got a mind that wanders in a 57 Chevrolet. Hold on tight, I got a license to fly. With a pedal to the metal, watch me roll on by. While I boogie back to Texas.
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 We're gonna boogie back to Texas, 8 beats to the mile. Rolling out of New York.
Well, of course, that is Asleep at the Wheel, doing what we do right here on the Voice of Vashon, 101.9 FM, KVSHLP, Vashon Island, Washington. We boogie back to Texas with songs from Texas musicians, and I'm your host, Jeff Fletcher, packing about 20 years of living in Texas, mostly in Austin. Thanks for listening. In doing this show for about 3.5 years or so, I obviously have to listen to a lot of music, and I try to read a lot of liner notes from albums and otherwise find out a little bit about the musicians that we hear. Sometimes a name pops up in different contexts, and when that happens enough, I check it out. That's how I did a show about Bill Carter and Jerry Lynn Williams, as I kind of noticed how many different songs they wrote for others as well as for themselves. And lately I've been watching for Sidemen and producers, and that's how a show based on the music associated with Gerf Borlix happened, and also one associated with the music of Glenn Fukunaga happened. So that brings us to tonight. The last few shows I've done, Will Sexton has popped up playing guitar on one song, bass on another song, and I checked out his writing and producing, and so tonight's show was born. There's also a special connection between Will and Vashon, but we're going to do more on that later. We're going to lead off with a song from Will's first album when he was a teenage phenom in Austin, Texas. His band, Will and the Kill, was packing the house. Will and the Kill and Heart of Steel.
I know. just like a cloud. Another day is coming round. A bad luck story for the millionth time. It's the same old news, just a regular crime.
That was Charlie Sexton, Will's brother. The song was Regular Grind from his 2005 album, Cruel and Gentle Things. Will and Charlie wrote that song together, and Charlie and Will were born in San Antonio. They moved to Austin when they were pretty young, and they both have had incredibly successful musical careers. Charlie has produced records for Lucinda Williams, Edie Brickell, Los Super 7, Shannon McNally, Double Trouble. He's played guitar in Dylan's studio and road bands, and he's got 4 records out. Obviously, he's been rather busy in other ways as well. Before Charlie Sexton, we heard Will Sexton and his song Heart of Steel from the Will and the Kill album of the same name released back in 1988. It was the first and only album from them, which is too bad. Those guys had some hair, man. You should see that. Anyway, I said that Will and Charlie moved to Austin. They were playing with Austin icons at a really early age. I recall reading in the Austin Chronicle an article about it when they were both in high school. And a friend of ours taught art at the high school that Will and Charlie went to, and he taught art to Will. And since that time, Will's been writing songs and producing records and making a few, as you're going to hear. You're listening to Boogie Back to Texas, your host, Jeff Fletcher, where tonight we're listening to songs that Will Sexton has written or produced. Thanks for listening in. Let's have a listen to some of that writing right now. We open this set with a woman named Charlie Fay and a song, Runaround.
Someone snuck a little whisper, honey, to your little face, but telling you he's a funny one. If you're gonna trust a stranger and think you know somebody's way, you won't know half of what I give to you. But if the night's too long and your heart's still young, well then there's nothing wrong about it.
Just a fool. Who's to say when it falls?
That was Shannon McNally and the song Beautiful and Strange. It's a song that she and Will Sexton co-wrote together. It appeared on her album Geronimo, released back in 2005. Most of the stuff that she writes and performs is classified as Americana, but if you listen to that album, you'll find a little country, a little blues, a little soul. And she's got a relatively new album called Black Irish, came out in 2017. Lately, and you have heard her on this one, she has been collaborating with Terry Allen as a part of his band on his album, Just Like Moby Dick. And I recently played a couple cuts from that one, and that's a good album as well. Before Shannon, we heard Charlie Faye and Runaround from the album Wilson Street. And it just occurred to me that we've got a major Austin neighborhood coincidence here. When we lived in Austin in the 80s and 90s, Terry and I lived on Fletcher Street. That's right, in Fletcher Street. It is a short street. And at one end is Wilson Street, the Wilson Street of the Charlie Faye album. At the other end is Euclid Street. And on Euclid lived current Vashonite Jolene McCauley, wife of Ian Moore and great teacher at the Harbor School, although we didn't know each other then. And to further this small world thing, Will was married to Jolene's sister. And I'm going to review that information later. But back to the song. Charlie Faye and Will co-wrote Runaround, and there's a really great video taken at Maynard Downs in Austin, and you'll see Charlie as well as somebody else running around in there. Lately, Charlie leads a group called Charlie Fay and the Fayettes that features sound of the 60s girl groups and a mix of pop and soul. And we're going to hear from them in future shows because they're a lot of fun. Listen to Boogie Back to Texas right here on the Voice of Ash on your Island Connection. And I'm your host, Jeff Fletcher, spinning some tunes that Will Sexton has had a major hand in. Thanks for listening in.
VOV programming support is provided by Pandora's Box, Vashon Island's provider of quality pet foods at competitive prices. With over 100 years of combined knowledge and experience in pet care and pet nutrition, you'll find Pandora's Box on Vashon Highway, north of the main intersection.
This portion of VOV programming is brought to you by Minglement, Vashon Island's natural marketplace for the conscious consumer, where owners, staff, and customers alike embrace the importance of natural, organic, and non-GMO food and products, along with supplements, tinctures, gifts, bulk teas, spices, and herbs. Find them at Center, where the town of Vashon originated.
Well, thanks to those folks for hanging in with us during this whole COVID thing. It's been terrific, the kind of support that people on this island provide to each other and to our not-for-profits, and more on that later as well. Let's go to Memphis with a three-song set that is totally connected by the musicians, and I love finding these connections because, after all, the Voice of Vashon is your island connection. We're going to lead off with a cut from an album that Will recently produced. Here's John Paul Keith and Ain't No Denyin'.
Sacred holy cow, no pretty ruby mouth to smile and charm you through. I got no clever silver tongue to flatter people into doing what I want them to. I'm not much for pushing buttons, pulling puppet strings or fussing. Besides making silly rhymes, I'm really not so good at nothing, but my heart keeps me amused. In this great world of confusion, I'm a dreamer. dreamer. I got no blue blood touch of class, no laminated pass to where the in crowd hangs. I got no flaming rum dessert, no front seat reserved when old blue eyes sings. But if you break it down to loving, it's much more than just a promise. I ain't no gift to boys, but I got the one I want. And through any storm that blows, he still loves me. Yes, he knows I'm a dreamer. Hallelujah, I'm a dreamer. To be found, they'll still be dreamers. When every cotton field is gone, I hope your children will have grown up to be dreamers. With no boss to pay, no mind, no turning wheels to grind, no blade of grass disturbed or sleeping baby stirred, there'll be no noise at all, just a silent voice that calls to all the dreamers. Oh, hallelujah, I'm a dreamer. And my heart keeps me amused. Hallelujah, I'm a dreamer.
Shiny bike in a bad neighborhood. But he really, 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 really owned that. Should he really, 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 really owned that. Pretty lady in a short dress, giving smiles as people pass. Will you really, really, really act like that? There's suspicion in the way that she acts. You better know the whole story before it causes a world of worry. Things you know nothing about. You better know the whole story before you act. A judge or jury. Suit. Is he a bum? Is he Howard Hughes? You can never, 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 never know that. You can never, 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 never know that. Man with wild hair and face tattoos may be a mentor for troubled youth. Oh, you never, 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 never know. It's how this world goes. You better know the whole story before you cause a world of worry. The things you know nothing about. You better know the whole story before you act a judge or jury.
Thank you.
That was Will Sexton with great advice in the song The Whole Story. Came from his new album released in March of 2020 called Don't Walk the Darkness. He teamed up with a New Orleans band called the Iguanas. You also heard really a great sax from Ed Meiston. Iguanas used to play at the Continental Club in Austin every once in a while. Will went into his producer's Delta Sonic Sound studio with the Iguanas and recorded the album in just 2 5-hour sessions. It's a good album. We're going to hear one more cut from it at the end of the show. Before Will, we heard Amy Levere and Will with Dreamer from their album Hallelujah, I'm a Dreamer, released in 2015, and that is a damn good album as well. Amy's from Memphis, and she and Will are now married and living in Memphis. The whole album was recorded live January 5th, 2015. So Will's kind of into that. Let's go into the studio and let's just let it rip. And Amy was on vocals and that upright bass that you heard, and Will was on backup vocals and guitar. And Amy's latest album is Painting Blue, released in 2020 and produced by Will as well. We're lucky enough to see them perform live at the Sugar Shack earlier this year, pre-COVID, and the talent and the connectedness between those two is pretty wonderful to see and hear. We let off that set with John Paul Keith on vocals and the Telecaster and Ain't No Denying from his 2018 album, Heart-Shaped Shadow, that Will produced. John was born in Knoxville. He moved to Nashville and released an album there and then moved to Memphis and had a band called the 145s, put out a couple albums there. Then he joined up with Amy Levere for their album Motel Mirrors, came out in 2013, and he's since got another album out as well. Motel Mirrors is a good one. I've got that too. Just bragging. Listen to songs that Will Sexton has written or recorded or produced right here on Boogie Back to Texas on The Voice of Vashon. I'm your host, Jeff Fletcher. Thanks for listening in tonight. Next up are a couple musicians I just had never, ever heard of before pulling the show together, and that's one of the reasons I really love doing these shows like this. Discover a whole bunch of new musicians from Texas. And we're going to lead off this next set with a guy by the name of Houston Marchman, and he's going to cover Will's song, Rocks in My Pillow.
Rocks in my pillow, somebody's been sleeping in my bed. Rocks in my pillow, somebody been messing with my head. Rocks in my pillow, must be running on automatic. Radio in my heart, been picking up all your static. Rocks in my pillow, somebody been sleeping in my bed. Rocks in my pillow, babe, man, there's gravel up in my sheets. Rocks in my pillow, haven't had a good night's sleep in weeks. Shores of pain, the water in my heart has erupted to my brain. Rocks in my pillow, somebody's been sleeping in my bed. Rocks in my pillow,
can't get my key to fit the lock. There's bullets in my breakfast. Guess I ought to take that clue. Hear the lug nuts on my pickup truck. All this solid too. Rocks in my pillow. Somebody been sleeping in.
That was Randy Weeks on vocals and harp. His song Going My Way was the title cut from his 2009 album that Will produced. You also heard Cindy Cashdollar on Lap Steel. Randy was originally from Minnesota. Then he moved to L.A. and founded a group called the Lonesome Strangers out of L.A. and moved to Austin. That's where he joined up Will as the producer. He's quite a songwriter himself. He wrote the song Can't Let Go that Lucinda Williams covered on her Car Wheels on a Gravel Road album. Before Randy, we heard Houston Marchman covering Will's song Rocks in My Pillow, again with Cindy Cashdollar on the fine Lap Steel. And I see maybe a show coming about Cindy Cashdollar, all the folks she plays with. The song came from Houston's 2009 album, Long Gone. He grew up in his father's ranch in Meridian, Texas, which is a little east of the middle of the state. He started writing some songs in his teens, and he really hadn't stopped since. His first gig was a Wild West show, performing as both a Bronco rider and a singer. He toured Japan as a Bronco rider in rodeos, and then he went to Nashville for about 6 years and didn't like that, so he came back to Texas. He's a good writer as well. We're going to hear more from him in the future. You're listening to Boogie Back to Texas on The Voice of Vashon. Tonight we're hearing songs that Will Sexton has written, performed, and or produced. I'm your host, Jeff Fletcher, really having a blast putting this music together for you, and it's for me too. Thanks for listening.
Voice of Vashon thanks Windermere Real Estate for its support making our community information programming and our emergency alert service possible. Find them on the web at WindermereVashon.com.
This portion of VOV programming is brought to you by Vashon Community Care, Vashon's only assisted living and memory care community, providing compassionate care to seniors for over 20 years. You can schedule a tour at VashonCommunityCare.org.
So we now turn to Joe Ely, whom we've heard a lot on this show, and Joe's got a long history with Will. He did produce Will's first album with Will and the Kill that we heard a cut from at the top of the show. They worked together writing some songs on Joe's album, Letter to Laredo. Here's, I believe, one of those cuts. Very nice character study, St. Valentine.
St. Valentine drove a red Continental with a headlight out and a dent in the side. He swore it wasn't his, it was only a rental. But he drove it every single night. St. Valentine wore shades and a cowboy hat. He looked straight at a lonesome dove. You never saw his eyes, but you knew down deep inside he was longing for a long-lost love. The original lover had a broken heart. To the ground his blood did flow. For every drop that touched the earth, a red, red rose did grow. St. Valentine ate pizza every Monday night. Chased it with Johnny Walker Black. The waitresses would stare, but he just didn't care. He just wanted his lover back. St. Valentine wore a t-shirt of the Virgin Madonna with her sleeves cut out and a tear through the heart. He wore it like a shield to protect his pride and honor. He was tired of living so far apart. The original lover had a broken heart. To the ground his blood did flow. For every drop that touched the earth, a red, red rose did grow. With circles, shopping center mall, with his radio wailing the blues. He'd park outside the door of the video store, like he was one of the chosen few. St. Valentine drove a red Continental with a headlight out
and a dent in the side. He swore it wasn't real, it was only mental, but he drove it every single night. The original lover had a broken heart. To the ground his blood did flow. For every drop that touched the earth, a red, red rose did grow.
Crossroad or two, cried to a river, swept to the sea, all just to get to you. I have jumped a yellow cab, hopped a rusty freight, and sang till my lips turned blue. Blown a silver bird on the tops of the clouds, all just to get to you. And I ran too hard, I played too rough. I gave my love not near enough. I bled too red and I cried too blue. And I beat my fist against the moon, all just to get to you. Well, I had run from St. Paul to Wichita Falls, called you from sunny Baton Rouge. I hocked everything from my watch to my ring, all just to get to you. I ran too hard and I played too rough. I gave my love not near enough. I bled too red and I cried too blue. Beat my fist against the moon, just to get to you. California shore, to the mighty ocean roars, to the lands of the Hopi and the Sioux. I walked the desert sands and crossed the Rio Grande, all just to get to you. I have stumbled on the plains, staggered in the wind, stood at a crossroad or two. Cried to a river, swept to the sea, all just to get to you. I ran too hard, I played too rough. I gave my love not near enough. And I bled too red and I cried too blue. I beat my fist against the moon, all just to get to you. All just
That was Pat Green with a song Will and Joe wrote together, All Just to Get to You. And that came from an interesting set of albums that Pat put out called Songs We Wish We'd Written. All Just to Get to You was on Volume 2 that came out in 2012. Volume 1 was released back in 2001. Pat was born in San Antonio. He was raised in Waco, and then he went to Texas Tech in Lubbock. So, man, he got mixed up down there in Texas. He started playing some bars up in Lubbock, and he had a bit of a breakout when he played at Willie's 4th of July picnic in 1998. He's got 7 albums out in addition to his 2 cover albums, and his song, I Like Texas, has been adopted by the Texas Rangers baseball team as their victory song, and I think that's his biggest thrill. Speaking of Lubbock, we open with Joe Ely in St. Valentine from his Letter to Laredo album. The All Music website credits Will as a co-writer of that song. Regular listeners to Boogie Back know that Joe was born in Amarillo, and he spent his formative years in Lubbock, going to Monterey High School, along with Butch Hancock and Jimmy Dale Gilmore. 3 of them formed the Flatlanders, and then they went off on their own successful solo careers. Joe has dabbled in all kinds of different genres of music over his career. His latest album is Love in the Midst of Mayhem that he recorded during the COVID shutdown this year. And on top of all of this music, Joe is a pretty accomplished visual artist as well. Listen to Boogie Back to Texas on The Voice of Vashon. I'm your host, Jeff Fletcher. Thanks for listening. We're going to close out tonight's Will Sexton edition with another cut from Will's latest album, Don't Walk the Darkness. And this one is about something that I guess we all deal with, some more successfully than others. Temptations Call. Will Sexton on The Voice of Vashon.
I was shown, but I was not impressed. Came into it as an accident. Now I'm hiding from a curious path. Same way I fell on my ass. Temptations call, it's haunting me. Temptations turn me to follow it. Temptations call. Oh, it's always trying to grab me and it trip me up and fall again. I was raised as a troubled child. I wasn't savage except for inside. And if I try to make a simple lie, would surely be the first time. Temptation's calling, it's haunting me. Temptation, it's taunting me to follow it. Temptation's calling, oh, it's always trying to grab me and trip me up and fall again. It's haunting me. Temptation, it's taunting me to follow it. Temptation's call. So it's always trying to grab me in and trip me up and fall again. Temptation's call. It's haunting me. Temptation, it's taunting me to follow it. Temptation's call.
Will Sexton, Temptations Call, from his album Don't Walk the Darkness. And which reminds me that we have a little something going on right now, right here on Vashon. And let's just have Jeff Hoyt see if he can tell us about it.
Here's a riddle for you. When is a ball not a dance or a sphere? Answer, well, when it's an auction. But this year, the annual Vashon Island Pet Protectors Fur Ball, the quarantiniest fur ball ever, will happen online. As always, there will be great items to bid on which support island businesses and restaurants. Some will be unique to this year, like monthly bagels, and coffee delivered to your door. Of special interest are Vashon artists' varied renderings of VIP founder Barbara Drinkwater's beautiful bottle collection. All proceeds from the event will go to feeding, housing, and medicating found and relinquished dogs and cats, as well as spaying, neutering, and microchipping. In this difficult financial time, VIP also helps families with pet food and veterinary bills. Bidding is happening right now through October 24th, so sign up at vip2020.ggo.bid, or even easier, just go to vip.org. It's been a Voice of Vashon public service announcement, an antic way to help a stray department.
Thanks, Jeff Hoyt, and thanks to Vashon Island Pet Protectors for all the work.